Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Si no es, ponme tu eso pa'lante, 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 pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, 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 pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, 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 pa'lante. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Yo te exclusivo para acá, pues no se damos pelaga. Toma mi pico para acá, pues no se damos pelaga. Toma mi pide lo que quieres, si es por cuarto yo lo gasto. Te he matado por un moquito, yo eso con pito le meto. Tuvo siente un tiempito, pero nunca tuve quito. A los líderes de promoción y a los focos no te doy. Porque mi música va real, soy cribón desde chiquito. Ahora me metí esta wiki y se lo voy a fundir a todo esto. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. 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 No, no es así, no es. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, 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 pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, 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 pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, pa'lante. Ponme tu eso pa'lante, 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 pa'lante. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
Locked in with the local lads, Adam, Ainsworth, Macca, and Starkey. In the mix, mix, mix.
Yes, you're locked into the midweek mix. We're back. It's Wednesday. It's the midweek. So how are we all doing out there? You're with Adam H and Macca tonight.
We've lost two guys. One's working and another's only just finished work. So you're stuck with us.
Oh, no. Whatever are we going to do?
Probably talk, twaddle and play some wobblers.
That sounds like a plan, that. I like the sound of that. I'll tell you what, though. Less men, more sweets, more yep. For us. So it looks like Starkey's snacks is off, but obviously on his return, he's probably going to have a nice little stash, so it'll probably keep us going for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Sorry, 3 or 4 minutes. Depends if Ainsworth says come in or not. So we've got a bit of weird news this week. We're going to just give you a brief over what we're looking at. But we've got a racehorse at a local trading station waiting to get on by the looks of it. I'm not even going to say half of these because I'm just going to spoil it. Because when I read them, it just gives it away. So, yeah, we'll get to that very soon. We've got some tunes for you. Don't forget, if you want any shout-outs or requests, get us on Facebook / The Midweek Mix on Sheffield Live. Stay tuned in, guys. Plenty to come.
Last forever. Let's live in the moment. You
His donuts. Yeah, we're custard.
Well, all right, we're jamming. And I hope the jam is gonna last. No bullets will stop us now. We need the bed, but we won't bow. Neither can be bought nor sold.
listening to the Midweek Mix. Stay tuned for your dopamine fix.
Yes, as it says, you're locked into the Midweek Mix show. It's Wednesday again with Adam H and Macca. So, I remember we went on some weird news a couple of weeks back now, wasn't it, with the lady that got pulled up on the shutter.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw it. Some guy's actually gone and spray-painted the woman onto the shutter now.
Yeah,
it looks fantastic. If you've not seen it, get yourself on social media. I don't even know what to search for. Old lady pulled up by a shutter.
I don't know.
So it's somewhere random like that. But yeah.
Old woman shutter art.
She got shutter art.
Literally.
But yeah, someone's actually, it don't look bad at all. It looks like a bit of a Banksy sort of situation.
Yeah.
And the spray painted her where she's like stuck onto the shutter. It's brilliant. I thought, you know what, at least they're making light of it. So yeah, it's been a bit of a mad start, to be honest. I've arrived here realising that my laptop is on about 18% and Dipstick here hasn't brought his charger with him. So I've been running around studio, we've been around all other studios looking for a USB-C or a USB charger that can plug in sockets. There, that's it. What do we need to search? Shop honours old lady who went viral after being hoisted up by shutter. It's brilliant. Not a bad bit of art and all, to be fair.
Yeah, steady away.
It is. We've been looking around all the studio and we've gone through every single box imaginable. There's power cables, there's XLRs. There's just cable box after cable box. Not one USB plug in sight, was there?
No.
Until, man to the rescue.
Well, you were looking at cupboard and bang underneath his cupboard. It just happened to be a USB plug just sat in a plug socket on its own, staring at us.
Camouflaged. It was literally white background with a white plug in. So we've been looking at it and just ignored it, really. And then we found it. So yeah. I'm currently charging up a power bank that I know will power this laptop. And then we can plug it in and away we go. So yeah, a few tunes coming up. And then we've got Macca in the mix.
Yep.
Unfortunately, not me in the mix. I've left my USB at home like a dipstick. Probably with my charger.
Possibly.
But I have done some pre-mixes, so I'm not copying out completely. I have got a few there.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5 mixes I can chuck on.
Easy.
So we're good. Also, we've got a big shout to Harry Tempo, who we're getting on the show next week. I think Matt can tell us a bit more about Harry.
Yeah, Harry come and worked Slam & Co. last year for us.
Yep.
Did possibly set it day I'd probably have given him, even above Lightree and Vandal.
Definitely.
Absolutely smashed it out at the park. We had him at the club with us on Bank Holiday Sunday as well.
Yep, how gutted I miss that.
Doing a 90s set, bear in mind he's only just 13, so he's not really going to have listened to all those tracks like we know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's our bread and butter, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And he's knocked it out at the park again. The kid has got so much talent, it's unreal. And if he doesn't go far, there's something up. Because he's showing people up.
Well, you told me he made a track for that actual event, didn't he? Within a day.
Yeah, made a track that morning. And his dad was videoing him playing his set, and he says, "Oh, this is, he made it this morning, mastered it, bosh." And out we go.
That blows my mind because you'll know from like seeing what I do, I can take weeks, sometimes months, to produce a track.
Yep.
Unless I get really giddy head on and I go bish bash bosh, and it's like, I think that works.
I think it was the one Craig Knight did with Doc One.
Oh, the Let Me Be Your Fantasy.
I believe it. Well, Let Me Be Your Fantasy, yeah.
I need to hear this. Right. So, yeah, well, you're, I think you guys need to hear it. So, tune in next Wednesday from 9 p.m. We've got Harry Temple live on the decks, and no doubt is going to bring these bangers with him.
Oh, definitely. He's probably going to get giddy head on. I know he's listening in tonight. and probably make something stupid just to show us up again, I think.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going for that. Definitely.
Without a doubt. There's a very, very, very good talent emerging.
So, yeah, if you are sat listening in, Harry, big up to you. We'll see you next week. And no doubt you're going to bring him here again.
I've seen him 3 times now, live. And every time, it's been none other than an A-Star game, yeah. Definitely.
That's amazing. I'd love to see him progress to, like, from to what our age is now, how he's going to get. Because, like, I feel I've got better over the years, but from a young age, if I knew it from back then...
Yeah,
I didn't start professionally till probably 16, and now we're blagging my way into clubs at 17.
Well, we were on about it with his dad, weren't we? With Chris.
yeah.
Benal. And Chris, obviously, is a well-known DJ, and he said himself, if he'd have got the push that Harry's been getting with Slam, etc., that he'd have been able to go a bit higher. So
yeah.
Hopefully we can help the chap out, because... He always rocks up and helps us out.
That's it. Love seeing it. Love seeing new talent and rocketing up. It's fan Davidoze. Love it.
Oh, Danos.
Danos. While we're on that, we might as well give it a bit of a shameless plug. We've got Slam and Co. releasing tickets for the festival with Ian Vandal. We've got Genie.
Yep. We've got DJ by name.
We have Daz.
Daz.
He's coming along. He's been seen with, was it Marshall Jefferson a few weeks back?
He warmed up for Marshall Jefferson when we went to Legia and Out of This World.
And see, then that for me is a big wow.
Yeah, then literally walked into the crowd. Never met him before, stood next to me. Right, mate, how's it going?
Love it.
Just casual, and I was like, what? But really, really, really good.
You find, though, you know when you've met the bigger DJs, I always find they're really down to earth.
Yeah,
and I think that's the key to getting there, getting success, because you've got to get on with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you start competing against each other, you put yourself in a box, don't you? Because you're like, oh, he's only trying to better than me.
Yeah. Well,
why not work with each other?
Right at the end, we were watching Julie McKnight say Marshall had left his headphones and come back.
Oh, yeah.
Nick collared him, and he was like, I'm in a rush, but yeah, and stood around to chat with Nick.
Yeah, oh, he's brilliant. I met him down at Birmingham, and I'll same. I'll say, I'm not going to lie, I'm proper fanboying. Can I get a photo with you? Yeah. You know what's right annoying me? I can't find that photo.
Yeah.
It's right annoying me.
And Nicky was said to him, he said, I'm not going to fangirl you. I was just brilliant. So I had a quick chat with him and toddled off.
Oh, I was. Complete fanboy. I'm like, oh my God, it's Marshall Jefferson. Legend of House. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a photo.
So we've got us lot, local lads.
We have.
We've got the old man, the legend himself, Sean Banger Scott.
Superstar international DJ, Sean Banger Scott.
Oh, yes. But I think he's going to do a nice old school set.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Cause, I've heard his 90s sets are brilliant from 90s Fest at Magna.
Really good.
So if it's bringing that kind of game, I'm excited for it.
He set at Judge Jewel the other night, well, bang on as well when he warmed up for Judge.
Yeah. I haven't heard about that yet.
Yeah, real good.
So yeah, lot to look forward to. I believe we are looking into another couple of artists for the night. Not fully confirmed yet, is it? But
no.
It's we're throwing the ideas about, sort of thing. But if you like the sound of it, get booked on. The tickets go on sale on Monday, for the 17th of August, this year, obviously.
Yep. I think it's 12 dinner time, or 10 at night, is it?
It is, yep.
Yep.
12 till half past 10. Maybe 11 if we can push it.
Yeah, if we can get away with it, yeah.
Well, it's more based around the venue. Obviously, it's 1:11, we don't want to annoy neighbours.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, we do, but... We don't.
Yeah.
That's as Melton coming out in us, isn't it?
Oh, big time.
Terrorise neighbours. We've got to remember that we've got respectable jobs.
Yeah, definitely respectable jobs.
So, yeah, you're tuned into the Midweek Mix show. Drop us a message on Facebook, the Midweek Mix Sheffield Live. Tell us what you've been up to this week, if you've got any crazy stories. Tell us if you're going to festival as well. Give you a bit of a shout out. If you're interested in that, have a look at Slam & Co. on Facebook, Instagram. I believe there's some on TikTok now as well, aren't they? So we've got a little promo team going now. So yeah, check it out, guys. And we might actually do a giveaway on radio. So stay tuned in and we'll see what we can do. So yeah, let's go some tunage and we'll be back with you shortly.
You're listening to the Midweek Mix. Stay tuned for your dopamine fix.
Straight up when I met you, saw it in your eyes that we would be like minds. Don't think I'll ever forget you. No, no, no. But those moments spent with you, till the sky's turning blue, I'll see you on the other side. We'll say a bittersweet goodbye.
I'm not
to the Midweek Mix. Stay tuned for your dopamine fix.
Yes, you just joined us. It's Adam H and Macca in the Midweek Mix. It is 21:35.
Oh, 35.
Leave it for 35 minutes. I need to find that. That'd be a good one.
Two things, okay? Shut up.
So, yeah, we're going to go on to a bit of weird and wonderful news now. So, I mentioned earlier there was a horse in a train station. Now, racehorse has escaped, and it's actually joined all the passengers to wait to actually get on a train. And I think it's hilarious. You just see this train stood there, this horse stood there at a train, waiting to get on, stood patiently like everybody else. So, that one, if you want to Google it, escaped racehorse joins commuters at train station and stands behind yellow line. So you don't want to stand too close to that yellow line, do you?
Oh, I mean, when doors open, does it just bolt thinking it's at Ascot or...
Rabbit runs past. Yum. That'd be quality. Yeah, he's literally just walking round and then waits to get on train.
I mean, if Rabbit run past, I'm thinking about an errand, that'd be greyhounds, not horses.
Yeah, you're right. I stand corrected. Don't make me swear. Not allowed to. You found one, haven't you?
Yeah, weird one. Somebody's decided it'd be a good idea to break into Leipzig Zoo in Germany at night and steal a lion-maned macaque. Now, by the looks of the photo, the primate that they've stole looks to be at least, possibly Labrador-sized, and then that's when it's on all fours. And the mane on it's at least 3 foot across. It looks like they could have hurt themselves.
I can imagine picking that up. Yeah. It's not going to come and hug, is it?
No, definitely not. It did say violent breaking, so...
What by? Monkey?
Yeah, possibly.
Is it a monkey still?
A macaque, yeah. It's amazing.
It's part of that class. Family, isn't it?
Yeah, macaques are, yeah. I found an even better one.
Oh, so, here we go.
During lockdown, all kids at school had to hand all their homework in, whatever. It's come to light in the past few weeks that TV presenter Chris Arnold, his wife's a teacher, one kid's been changing his name to reconnecting during the Zoom calls on Zoom lessons. Genius level.
What so a boy.
Got away with it for about 8 weeks.
Never.
Yeah, quality.
As if. How old were he? Does it say?
No. Just said bona fide genius. Deceived Zoom teacher for months. Wow.
I can imagine you could do it as a green screen as well, because I'm sure you can do custom ones.
Yeah, I mean, you can change your screen on a video call now.
Yeah.
And change your background. So
just put connecting or filter connect or something. Mm-hmm. That's a right idea. So there you go. You've heard it off Macca himself. If you're trying to get out of work and you're working on Teams, filter connect on your screen.
Definitely.
That's brilliant. What else did we find? An aeroplane passenger fined in Sydney for urinating in a cup. Now, it does sound like he's been in a delay, but also on the other hand, it does sound also like he's been drinking a lot.
Oh,
so yeah. It's a given though, isn't it? You get on an aeroplane, it's like, right, get booze out. This guy's looks like he's done that. He's actually 53-year-old and he's been fined $600 US.
Oh.
600 for being in a cup.
That's a bit of an expensive cupful, isn't it?
Not AF. So, they say that it was sat next to a young lass in the middle seats. So I'm guessing they're the bigger airlines where they've got like rows of seats. So yeah. There's like three separate rows. See where the near the window seats. His name's not been released, but it was urinating in a cup.
I mean, I think it's more a case of he's sat next to a child while he's done it. I think that's the case.
So they just said they heard him peeing in a cup, basically. So you never know; he might have covered up. You might not. You never know, do you?
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a weird one to do, though, isn't it? I know. Need a pee. I went and got to the toilet. I'll find a cup.
Yeah, definitely.
Dipstick. Have we found any others, Mike?
No, I'm having a good look, but I just seen a funny one. But then when I went to it, it were 2016.
Yeah,
sorry to just chuck me back that far, but it were a king of an African tribe had flown back to Canada to continue his day job as a pizza delivery guy. Straight up, weird.
King of a tribe. Pizza specialist as well. Crackers. That's like that superhero level, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got to have a cape for that, surely. Mate. Pizza Hut man.
Crazy.
So we've got, in Italy, can't get my words out today. Those who don't know, I bit my cheek early and all I can do now is just mumble and jumble. I do that anyway, I know. Tiny Sicilian islands giving away goats as tensions grow over rapidly expanding animal population. So that they're actually giving away the goats because they're destroying all the landscape.
Wow.
So if you want a free goat, it's sent to Italy.
Oh, definitely. There's NHS in Scotland, in January, they told people to start walking like penguins so they didn't fall over in snow, and they've done it again this month. And it's not even April Fool's, crackers. NHS Scotland said, penguins know best.
That's one for you, Stark. You need to be walking around like a penguin. He loves penguins.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. It's two tiny penguin problems there.
Oh, big time.
So, in fact, I've just read on that with the goats. 600 goats have been counted so far. The island's really small, so there's too many.
Wow.
600 goats. Someone's got the gite. So, what else have we got? Voodoo doll, whoopee cushion, denture powder among the bizarre trash plunked from New Jersey beaches. I did actually see, I think it was in lockdown. One of these particular dolls that you perform certain actions with that we won't mention on radio, which if you use your imagination, I'm sure you'll figure out what I'm talking about.
Yeah, an hairdressing doll.
That's it. Was found on a beach, and they closed the beach off as a murder scene, covered it all up until they discovered it was one of these particular dolls that you partake certain activities with.
Oh, yeah.
Which I found absolutely hilarious.
Scientists, this is a good one. Scientists discover why dogs wag their tails. Apparently, dogs have deliberately wagged their tails because we find the rhythm of it soothing and enjoyable. I mean, when our dog wags a tail and it whips me out leg, I don't find it soothing.
No, I don't.
No.
It kind of hurts.
Yeah, and it's pretty much every day because she's no idea of personal space neither.
No, she's like a bull in a china shop, that dog.
Oh, definitely.
If you ever got opportunity to go to Macca's, it's you're walking and dog's just it's straight for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looks at you.
If you don't like cuddles tough, you're having them.
Yeah. Daft as a brush, soft as a brush.
Yeah.
But bull in a china shop.
Oh, without a doubt.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the weird and wonderful news this week. And
My name is Jeff.
So yeah, we're going to crack on back some tunage. Stay tuned in. If you've got any weird and wonderful news that you want to share with us, that you want to get out on air, we'll give you a shout out. Get on Facebook, The Midweek Mix, Sheffield Live. Stay tuned in. More bangers coming your way.
You're listening to The Midweek Mix. Stay tuned for your dopamine fix. Thank you.
My chest to a groove. Wanna get down, yeah, I'm looking. in control, wondering when my hand is gonna fold. Moving aside for moves you make, waiting to see which heart you break, leaving me with nothing left to hold. What took you away? Was it something that she said? So what's this game you play? I may still win the race, 'cause there's something in your eyes. I know that there's a lie.
Nice introduction from Macadamia's Cough. Got me there now, like, what? Oh, no. So, yeah, we've got Maca in the mix coming up right now. Just before he starts, this first track, we've just found out, Maca's told me this one and made me feel really, really old. The other half has told him it's 25-year-old today. So listen to this one, guys. It makes me feel a bit old, but it's an absolute banger. So stay tuned in. You're in the mix right now with Macca himself.
Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Stay tuned in for this week's guest DJ, coming up next.